Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
I'm Dan the Man. What's up, Sanitarium Nation?
What's going on?
Good to be back on the air.
Absolutely. Been a long time coming. Took a little hiatus for our shift differential. I went to first and you stayed on second, so Sanitarium had to take a little hiatus, but we felt like bringing it back this year.
Back just in time for the NFL football season kicking off today. Celebrate this way. Happy football season, Potter.
Yeah, happy football season. This has been a long time coming, and we're going to go over some games, and you know, what a good way to bring the Sanitarium back for some NFL football. We're going to call this show the Sanitarium NFL Rundown. So we'll be here for the next, 20-something weeks probably?
Something like that, yeah.
Yep. We had a game already to kick off the season, Dan the Man.
Yeah, Thursday night, the defending champs, the Eagles and the Falcons, renewed their playoff matches last year and pretty much kind of the same result.
Yep. Came down to the final play. Julio Jones went off and he had a big game, but couldn't come down with that last catch.
Falcons just can't get it in the end zone when they get in the red zone.
Yeah,
they move the ball pretty good, but they get down there and then Philadelphia just stuffs them out. So I don't know. They got some work to do. Time to do it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's only week one. And, you know, and to me, for the last however so many years that they've been starting the season off on Thursday night, to me it's always a sloppy game. I can't ever remember it not being like a sloppy game. The only time I can put a finger on is when Peyton threw all them touchdowns that one year where he just went off in the opener. Remember that? Like threw seven touchdowns or something? In the game?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, it was like his first year with Denver or something. But, yeah, I mean, usually that's a real sloppy game. You know, it's the first game of the season. You're not really into the flow of, you know, playing, you know, 48 minutes of football. And, you know, players have only been playing a little bit in the preseason. It's a little tough going to get in your groove, in my opinion. So.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know, we'll probably see some more sloppy games today. What you talking about today? We got games ahead
sloppy
of us.
Sloppy games. Definitely going to be sloppy games today with all the wet weather around the nation, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's going to add to it. And, man, there's been a lot of rain. A lot of rain. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, let's go through these games, Dan, man.
Yeah, let's get going.
We got a full slate. A full slate. So, we're going to start out here with Buffalo and Baltimore, Dan, man. Who you got in this?
Buffalo and Baltimore. A lot of big changes in Buffalo, but. I just don't think they have the talent. Baltimore seems to be on the down slide, but I'm going to take Baltimore to win this first game out the gate.
Yeah,
like
I mean.
Company. But one word to sum it up, Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. So Nathan Peterman is getting the start?
The far as I knew. I mean, that's the last I had heard.
Right. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of surprising to me that Josh Allen didn't win that job, since, you know, since they got rid of AJ McCarron's. I feel like, you know, that was a move to kind of signify that that we're gonna, you know, go with the future now. So I'm surprised to hear that Peterman's getting the start. If that's the case, anyways, that guy's horrible. So we're gonna have to go with Baltimore too. Moving on to the next game, Indianapolis and Cincinnati.
The luck is back in Indianapolis, or so they hope, anyways. Cincinnati, I don't know what they're doing here lately. I think a lot of fans down there are crying for Marvin Lewis's head, but I don't know. They've still got some talent on that team, even though they don't do anything with it, it seems like. But this is kind of a toss-up game for me. Being in Indianapolis, I'm going to have to go with the Colts to come out with a victory.
That's interesting, because, you know, I went down to Cincinnati and watched a game last year of the Bears, and the one thing that I noticed about Cincinnati was they were very hurt, and there was a lot of missing pieces there at that game, and I just feel like maybe the injuries were had a lot to do with their horrible season last year, and I really like them to rebound. And Luck, you know, we don't even know what he's going to be like. I mean, he's coming off this shoulder injury. He didn't, you know, extensively overwork it during the preseason. You know, who knows, can he sling the ball as much as they need him to, and that arm stay strong and healthy. So I'm going to have to go with Cincinnati in this one, Dan the Man.
All right.
So for the next game, we're going to go to Tennessee at Miami, another 1 o'clock game.
Tennessee at Miami.
Yeah. So we got Marcus Mariota, and what the heck is my is it, you know, you got Tannehill back, correct, for Miami? Is he okay?
As far as I know, he is.
I'm excited to see what he can do, you know, coming off an injury. You know, I thought he was a pretty decent quarterback. I mean, he had his flaws. But I thought he was pretty solid before he got hurt. And you know, a year on the sideline to kind of think about it and watch it and kind of soak it all in, you know, I think might just help him. And he's healthy now. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll pick the Dolphins, but I'm definitely interested to see what Tannehill looks like today. But I'll take the Titans because, obviously, you know, they got a lot more pieces in place right now, and they had a playoff season a year ago. Mariota, Henry, I really like Henry. Got him on my fantasy team in one league, and I think he's going to have a big year. I'm going with the Titans on this one.
Yeah, I just don't know what's going on down in Miami. They seem like they don't know what they're doing. Get rid of Landry, get rid of Ajayi. Parker's hurt. I'm not sure, but yeah, I don't know what's really going on down there. But like you said, Tennessee coming off a playoff appearance last year seemed to have more going for them. So I kind of like them too on the road at Miami. Pull this out. I'll take Tennessee as well.
Titans go 1-0. What about San Francisco and Minnesota? You know, you got Minnesota. They're the, you know, they got the big bad defense. They brought in the, you know, the golden arm to lead them to the promised land. They got a second year rookie back that's going to try to light it up coming off an injury. Had his season shortened last year when he was just getting going and he was looking good. See what he does. And then he got San Francisco bringing in Garoppolo. They won out with him starting last year. They didn't lose a game. Can they continue that streak, Dan the Man?
Well, I think it's going to be a rude awakening to a new season for Garoppolo and the 49ers, because Minnesota, I really like them. Their defense is really good in Minnesota. So, yeah, welcome to a new season, Garoppolo. I think it's going to I think they'll have a good year. 49ers, they'll be all right, but not this week.
Correct. I mean, I 100% agree with you. I like what's going on in San Francisco. They're going in the right direction. Garoppolo is definitely the real deal, in my opinion. But Minnesota is just so strong and so good, and they're at home, and it's opening weekend, and they're just going to pounce all over San Francisco. I wouldn't be surprised if this got a little ugly. So, moving on to the next 1 o'clock game. We got Houston at New England, a very interesting game from last year. And who you got in this one, Danny, man?
Yeah, this is a kind of interesting game. Yeah, you got Deshaun Watson back, J.J. Watt back. Houston's not a bad team really at all. And the Patriots, you know, the Patriots are the Patriots. They're the class of the AFC until proven otherwise. Old man Brady just keeps rolling along. So, I don't know. I like Houston, but you can't pick against the Patriots, especially in Foxborough. So, I'm calling for a close game, but I like the Patriots.
I agree, Dandaman. You know, until somebody knocks New England off their high horse, you know, they're gonna be there every year. But here's the thing: I do believe this is the season that we see the decline, and. I just have a feeling, but I don't think you're going to see it early on in the season. I think it'll be in the second half of the season when we start to see his decline. And I think early on he'll be pretty good, just kind of like Manning was his last year. Early on pretty good, but then kind of started to decline. I'm going to take New England in this too, because they're at home and the Patriots are the Patriots. I mean, what can you say, Belichick?
Right.
Next game, sorry, I had to take a drink. Sanitarium Nation. Get a little cotton mouth when you're going through this. We got Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Another 1 o'clock game. You know, we had JT Barrett getting cut from New Orleans in the final week there. I'm sorry, Dan the Man. JT did not make an NFL squad this year.
Hey, I didn't even know that, but. Sorry about his luck, I guess.
Yeah, you guys got a better one now, huh?
Yep.
See, you know, we're doing a NFL preview, but we're still able to drop the Buckeyes in there for you. yes, Tampa Bay is starting Fitzpatrick. I'm pretty sure. So they're going into New Orleans. New Orleans was to me a Super Bowl team last year, but they. They got beat by a freaking miracle play, and they didn't. Their season was ended a lot earlier than they thought. But they got a good, awesome team. They got the man at quarterback in Drew Brees, and Alvin Kamara is primed for a new second-year campaign that is just going to blow everybody's minds with a great year. I cannot go against New Orleans. Especially with Tampa, I don't have Jameis Winston under center.
Is he suspended or hurt or what, Winston?
He's suspended.
That's what I thought.
First three games, I believe.
Yeah.
First three. Yep.
All right. But, yeah, the Saints are really good, and I expect them to be a serious contender for the Super Bowl this year. Like you commented on last year, that freak miracle in Minneapolis that could have cost them a run last year. But, yeah, I like really Brees, Kamara. Ingram will be back in 4 games. Their defense is a lot better than it used to be in years past. So, yeah, I got to go with New Orleans as well easily in this game.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to make a side note before we move on that former Bears wide receiver Cameron Meredith will be playing for making his debut for New Orleans today. I think he'll do pretty good with Drew Brees throwing the ball and Thomas on the other side taking, you know, getting most of the attention.
Speaking of Buckeyes, you brought that up. That's why New Orleans is so good here lately, because they have so many Buckeye players on their team. You know that.
All righty. Okay. Moving on to Jacksonville and New York versus New York Giants. New York Giants got some secondary from Ohio State too, I'm pretty sure. Jacksonville, you know, having a great season last year, that great defense coming into New York. And, you know, New York is kind of feels like they're, you know, a little revitalized. Odell's got the new contract, and they got Saquon Barkley in the backfield there. And that defense, you know, they're pretty decent when they're healthy. So, you know, I think this is definitely a tough game on the road for Jacksonville. I'm still not sold on Blake Bortles, Dan, the man.
Yeah, I'm not sold on him either, but I don't know. Maybe it's time to start drinking the Kool-Aid when they can go do what they did in the playoffs last year, Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, and then almost pull it off against the Patriots in New England. And this defense is for real, man. Welcome to the NFL, Saquon Barkley. So,
yeah definitely.
They made a lot of, you know, they're hoping for big things in New York, but I think they ran into a buzzsaw here in week one against Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville to win this game.
I mean, I completely agree with you. I think Jacksonville is going to go into New York and win. I just don't want to say that Jacksonville is going to have an easy time doing it, because I think the Giants have some talent, and I think they'll hang around for a while at least. So I like Jacksonville too, though. Moving on to the 4 o'clock games, Dan the Man. Already to the 4 o'clock games. I'm waiting for him to pop up here. Little technical difficulties because my internet don't want to work. Well, Dan the Man, here we go.
4 o'clock.
Finally, 4 o'clock game. Kansas City versus the Los Angeles Chargers. What do you think, Dan the Man?
Well, Kansas City's got a new quarterback. L.A. last year started out rough and then finished really strong. Rivers, I like the Chargers. Defense, I like what they're doing there. Until I see Mahomes and how he's going to perform leading Kansas City, I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock in him until I can see him. I look forward to a lot of good positive things this year with the Chargers, especially if they get out the gate early. And that's exactly what I think happens here today in game one. I think the Chargers will pull this out at home.
I mean, yeah, I do like the Chargers, Dan, man. I mean, even Melvin Gordon came to play last year, and, you know, that works out for him. You know, that's just going to take a lot of pressure off of Rivers there. And, yeah, I mean, they're going to be strong at home. But, you know, there's something about the Chiefs, man. I like Mahomes. I think he looks real good. And they got the nice weapons around him. You know, Kelce, he's – one hell of a tight end, man. And I feel like Andy Reid's got it this time, man. I think that they're going to go into the newly Los Angeles Chargers and take care of business. I got the Chiefs in this one.
All right.
We're going to go on to Seahawks versus Broncos. And
yeah.
At Mile High, this is
Seattle
and
Denver.
Yeah, the Seahawks have lost so much, Dan, man. I mean, they still got Russell Wilson and, you know, Doug Baldwin. But what are they going to do, man? They ain't got nothing on defense anymore. They just got Earl Thomas back. How effective is he going to be out of the gates, you know, missing all of, you know, all of training camp all the preseason. You got Broncos, strong defense. Chubb looks good. Now they got two guys coming from opposite sides, man. Case Keenum, we know what he did in Minnesota last year, and he's got the weapons to do. He's got Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. They're at home. You know, I just like Broncos in this game out the gates.
Yeah, Seattle seems to be in free-fall mode, and I forgot about Keenum going to Denver because I was like, who's even their quarterback? They got rid of Paxton Lynch, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut him.
Okay.
No, they cut him because Chad Kelly beat him out. Chad Kelly beat him out for the second string.
Yeah, with Case Keenum there and that defense, Miller and Chubb, I guess they have a chance to be a decent football team. So, yeah, with that, I guess I got to go with I forgot all about Case Keenum for some reason. I'm going to have to pick Denver definitely to win this game.
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson will look good and everything. I think he won't put up a lot of good numbers because that defense, it'll be a kind of a grinded out type game, I think. But yeah, I like the Broncos in this one. Going on to the Cowboys at the Panthers. You know, the Panthers rebounded last year. Cowboys are coming off of a forgettable year. Kind of look like Dak Prescott regressed a little bit. But they get Elliott back for a full season. And, you know, when Elliott's in the lineup, Dak looks good. So, no Dez Bryant. What do you think, Dana, man? What do you think? Would you like their chances going into Carolina?
I don't know. I like Carolina in this game. I'm not real high on Dallas. I think their offensive line's kind of banged up. I don't think they have much of a receiving core. Allen Hurd, we'll see how he rebounded. He was hurt last year coming over from Jacksonville. Probably one of the main guys, this Gallup kid they drafted, I think. But I don't know. I'm just not real high on Dallas. I like Carolina to win this game.
Absolutely. I'm going to agree with you. I'm not high on Dallas either this year. And they're going at home against Cam Newton and that defense, Luke Kuechly. Yeah, I just do not see the Cowboys going in there. I mean, I think Ezekiel has a big game. I think he will. But I won't think it. I think it won't be enough. Next game is Redskins at Cardinals. You know, Redskins have a change of quarterback. Alex Smith coming in and you know, taking over the reins. They got Adrian Peterson, the old man, in the backfield. The Cardinals, actually, they got David Johnson just coming on a new contract. They're at home. They're usually pretty good at home. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, I like Alex Smith. Been a lot. David Johnson's back. To me, this is kind of a pick'em game. But see, it's in Arizona, and David Johnson. I like Arizona to pull this out in a close game.
I agree. I think it'll be close, but Cardinals will prevail. And we got the two Monday night games, Dan the Man, before we get to our other games. So we got the Jets and the Lions. What do you feel about that one?
This is a game I really – the Jets, I don't know. Darnold, the rookie, he's going to get the start. Good for him. But Detroit at home has got too much veteran firepower with Stafford and what he's got there to – they'll win that easily, I think.
Yeah, you got Stafford versus Donald. I'll take Stafford in that matchup any day of the week and at this point in their careers. So I got Lions at home, too. On 1-0. Rams, the mighty Rams at the full Raiders. Sorry, I had to throw that in. I think the Raiders are a bunch of fools. But anyways, yes.
Yeah, Chucky's tearing down the Raiders to build it up the way he wants, and the Rams are just loaded. So the Rams will win this game easily, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll go in there. I mean, the wild card is you got you got Carr and Cooper. They're pretty good. We'll see if it's enough to keep up with the powerhouse Rams. I feel like the Rams are a strong team this year. And a really strong team. So, well, let's get to our games there, Dana Man. We'll start with the Bears Packers first. We got Bears going into Lambeau on Sunday night. Chicago's had a complete overhaul. of their team, and they got Mitch at quarterback, but he's got a new array of weapons, Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Anthony Miller, Jordan Howard in the backfield. You got the defense, who was a top 10 defense last year, bringing in Khalil Mack. Now you got a bunch of superstar power with him and the rookie Roquan Smith. I think this Bears team is going to be much improved, but I think it's going to be a really hard task to go into Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Packers are probably going to edge the Bears out in this game.
Yeah, I agree, Phil. You guys, the Bears have got a lot of good things going on there now. They made a lot of nice moves. Definitely heading in the right direction. Even got a key defensive piece to help out on that side of the ball as well. But like you said, going into Lambeau Field on Sunday night, and the Packers are the Packers. They're pretty good for the last couple of years. I think you guys will definitely make a game of it. Look forward to watching that tonight, but I think Green Bay will pull it out in the end somehow.
Absolutely. And, I'm not trying to take anything away from my Bears. I feel like the arrow's pointing up. By midseason, I think they're going to be a team that nobody wants to play. But it's going to take some time and some progress. And going up against the big, bad Packers, I just don't think I think we could pull an upset, but I just don't see it happening at this point. Moving on to your game, Dan the Man, the Steelers at the Browns, another rivalry game, just like Bears-Packers.
Yeah, and right off the bat, the Browns, one of the biggest all seasons this year with all the moves they made. Dorsey coming over, bringing in Tyrod Taylor, Jarvis Landry, Carlos Hyde, draft Chubb, Mayfield. I know he had to play today, but in the future, he's been looking. It looked really good in preseason and everything, but there's a lot of optimism in Cleveland this year, the most of 99 that I can remember anyways. And the Pittsburgh coming in loaded as well, but Bell's not going to play, so we'll see if this James Conner can step in and fill his shoes. But I don't know. I think the Steelers don't come in and they're not prepared. I think if they're sleeping on the Browns can surprise some people today and pull out an upset and win this game.
The Browns are very much improved, and I would like to see 95, see what he can do now. He's in his second year and got a year under his belt. You know, he could become truly dominant. So I definitely think that that the Browns are going to bring a lot to the table, and I feel like, Pittsburgh, they got the whole Le'Veon Bell drama going on. And, it's kind of a distraction to the team, but there's talent where there's talent. And I just think that they're too experienced and talented to go into Cleveland. Or is it in Cleveland? I already switched pages. Yeah, I still think they can go in there and win. So I think it'll be a close game, just like the Bears-Packers game. But I got to go with the Steelers.
Right on.
So cool, man. Looks like we're going to run into a little. So to the live crowd, if you want to hear our division picks, listen to the little bit of the overtime we're going to do. If not, we'll see you next week. Good luck to your teams, and happy NFL season. Right, Dana, man?
Yeah, that half hour went by fast. But yeah, happy football.
Yeah, it did.
Season.
So let's go into.
I wrote out all these one-liners for these divisions, man. I'm looking forward to this.
That's funny. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come in and we're going to make our picks.
Let's start in the AFC or the NFC?
We can start in the AFC if you want.
All right, I'll get the ball rolling here. I got the AFC East. We did headlines and kind of just give me a rundown how it's going to work. We'll read the headline, and that's pretty much going to tell you who my division winner is. And my headline for the AFC East is the Brady Bunch are too much for the young guns in this division. So, as a young quarterback, I think the Patriots will definitely win this division.
Okay, well, that's cool. And I'm going to totally agree, and the Patriots win. And Brady, Mile High Line, Brady goes out with a bang.
Forecasted his last season, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. The AFC West, then. The AFC West, the headline for me for this division is the Bolts have the power to surge to the top.
Really? That's cool.
Chargers.
I'm going with the Chiefs, and I'm going to say Chiefs climb that hill.
All right. we'll go to the AFC South, and my headline for this is, my dear Watson, there is no luck in stopping these cats from defending this division. So I got Jacksonville winning this division.
And in my division, I'm going to pick an upset, and that's what the headline is. Houston, we have an upset.
Nice. All right. And in the North, this is kind of more of a question than as a statement, but will the Steelers be able to answer the bell when the Hard Knocks Browns and the Hungry Bengals and Ravens come calling in this division?
Well, I'm going to say that Cleveland is much improved and they're going to be nipping at the heels, but Pittsburgh steals this one away.
All right.
So
go to the NFC. And in the NFC East, my headline for this division, the Eagles should have no problem flying high above the so-called Giants in this division.
Right. See, that's funny. You did more like headlines and stuff. I just did like little puns or whatever. And then the NFC East for me, just like our buddy Chiz says, fly, Eagles, fly. So that's my pick.
In the NFC West, there are too many clubs in the golf bag for the Rams not to hit a hole in one. And so I got the Rams.
You kind of like went along the same lines I did, because I was like, the Rams go golfing.
That's funny, because we didn't even rehearse this or anything.
Right.
So in the NFC South, I got the breeze will be too strong for the birds to soar high in the NFC South. I got the Saints winning that division.
And I agree. I wasn't too original with this one. I just said the Saints are going to come marching in. So, NFC North?
My headline for the NFC North, in a competitive division, the highly paid cheddar will be the taste of the North. So I got the Packers.
In a division full of quarterbacks, defense wins championships. So the Vikings will pillage.
Nice.
So, yes, those are our picks. And if you tune in next week, we will give all our divisional and Super Bowl winners and conference champions. And it should be fun. So keep your picks, Dan the Man. And we'll advance our tournament next week.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. Well, this hour went faster than what I thought it would. And we're creeping up on the 1 o'clock hour now, Potter. So it's kickoff time's coming around quick.
Kickoff
now.
Time. Happy NFL, everybody. I enjoy doing the first episode back, Dan the Man. and it went quick, and it was awesome. So thanks for joining me today again after 4 years.
Yeah, glad to be back.
All right, and we're just going to go out on the ocean. Next week I'll have a lot more sound clips for everybody, so we're just going to go out the way we came in, Dan the Man. So here's the Sanitarium signing out.
Go Bears, go Browns. Ooh, ooh,
go Bears, go Browns.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Otter and Dan the Man.